25. Sight. Every once in a while, on a weekend, my family and I go to the local park and shoot off some small fireworks. Then we light some sparklers and run around until they burn out. It's nice to watch the kids run around with the sparklers. You know, it's actually kind of hard to see who is who in the dark. But I can tell because of the height of the sparks and the sound of the laughter. If it were only laughter and no sparks, wow, something big would be missing. If I had to lose one of my senses, I'm not sure which one it would be, but I know for sure that I would keep my sight. Being able to see is such a blessing. There are so many wonderful things to see in this world. The colorful flowers and leaves, the amazing clouds, the way the sun shines. These are just some of the things I love looking at. I also think about reading. I read all the time. And because of my sight, I'm able to read conveniently. I do so much with my eyes. I don't have perfect eyesight, but I'm glad I can see so much. Talk about it. If you had to lose one of your senses, which one would it be? How important are your eyes to you? Do you have good eyesight? What do you think about wearing glasses or contacts? How would it feel to be blind? Many disabled people in North America depend on animals to function in society. What do you think about seeing eye dogs? What measures can we take to allow blind people to work and live comfortably? Many disabled people find that their other senses are heightened. What do you think about this?